question was asked, the Gemara in Tractate Brachos discusses the idea of modesty and that there are situations that are immodest where we're not supposed to discuss Torah or make blessings. So a person can't stand naked and make a blessing. They have to cover themselves. If a person is in the presence of someone female who is dressed immodestly, so also we say Torah is holy, and Hashem says this place where you speak Torah also has to be holy. You can't talk Torah. One may not talk Torah in a bathroom. One may not talk Torah where people are dressed immodestly. So then the Talmud also says that anything that is arousing, that is considered a personal, private beauty of a woman, is also considered something which should be in a private setting. And if it's not, if a person is present where this is taking place, so that's considered a scenario, a situation, or a location where he should not be reading Torah. So between a husband and a wife in the house, it's very nice. The wife should sing. She has a beautiful voice. Between a husband and a wife, so the couple's going to be intimate. So that's beautiful. That's the way it should be. However, if people aren't dressed modestly, so then that's not a place where we're supposed to be audibly saying Torah. That's what the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say. And when the Gemara delineates that a woman singing is also considered part of her personal beauty, that's supposed to be saved for a private setting and not exposed to other people, so that the Gemara proves from a pasuk in the Song of Songs. It says in Shira Shirim, when the young man is praising the beauty of the lady, so he says, "Ki kolecha rev umareich naveh." Your voice is pleasant, and your countenance, your appearance is nice. Umarech naveh. So the Gemara says, we derive from that, from the idea that it is praised, we derive the concept that kol beisha erva, the sound of a woman singing, is considered something very personal. And that's something which should not be done in front of other men. It's something that's very personal. It's viewed as something beautiful and personal and private. And what you're asking is, how do we see from that pasuk that it is personal and private? Our tradition is that the whole description that the man is describing the woman and the woman is describing the man in the Song of Songs is actually the love song of a nation. It is the praise of the Jewish people towards Hashem and Hashem towards the Jewish people. So we have a rule that's spelled out in the beginning of Mishlei, in the beginning of Proverbs, and that is that when wise people give allegories, give mishalim, so then the basic level of the allegory also has to have meaning. We don't just give allegories that have no meaning. Meaning, we wouldn't tell a story about the tortoise and the hare, because the tortoise and the hare has no basic meaning. It only has the meaning behind the allegory. And King Solomon writes in the beginning of Proverbs that a wise person is careful that his stories have a message, even if you don't get the message behind the story. Even if you're left with the simple story of the tortoise and the hare, you're still supposed to walk away with a message, with a lesson. And so our basic rule in Tanakh and in general is that when you hear a story, there should be a message on the base level that you can understand. Then there's a deeper message. So our sages looked at the pasuk and they said, the pasuk is describing that part of the beauty of a woman is her voice. The fact that that has a deeper meaning, that Hashem loves when we pray in shul, and that Hashem loves when we say Torah, and that that description is not understood to be about a woman, that's the message behind the allegory. However, there is the literal meaning of the allegory, and that literal meaning also teaches you something. And so that, the Gemara says, that teaches me that this is considered a personal beauty of a woman. The voice with which she sings. We're not talking about her talking, we're not talking about her teaching, we're talking about her singing. Her singing is considered part of her personal beauty. So that's the concept. Now, that's just step one, really. If we were learning this in Talmud, we could discuss this with greater depth. But on the basic level, that's the answer. Maybe I should allude to one more answer?
It's why it's It says beauty, beauty, but how does it perceive beauty to try them? That's what I don't, I'm trying to, that's the part I was missing. Did you follow me? The explanation didn't
okay.
answer that question.
Okay. So I'll give you a second part of the answer, which I didn't think we would get to. When we learn Talmud, so it's tempting to look at things as being black and white. The Talmud asked, what's the source for halacha? The Talmud gave me a pasuk, so the pasuk must be the source for the halacha. That's the way we would generally read Talmud. However, that's an inaccurate way to read Talmud. We are taught by the Rishonim, the early commentaries, sometimes the Gemara actually spells it out itself. The Gemara says this concept. I'm sorry, if we ordered pizza, then my phone has to be audible. Sorry. So, there is a concept called asmachta. Asmachta literally means something that plays a supportive role, something that supports. And so there is a limud, a derivation, and then there's asmachta. Not everything that the Talmud says comes from a pasuk is a limud from a pasuk. When the Talmud gives me a pasuk, very often, I would even guess that more often than not, the psukim that the Talmud brings are in asmachta. They're a support and not a derivation. And I think that from the halacha we see that this pasuk is a support. It's not a derivation. However, don't think that an asmachta is just an interesting, nice point. It has halachic weight. The idea that the Talmud tells you this concept is alluded to by a verse makes the concept have a certain halachic weight. Don't think that if it's an asmachta, so it doesn't matter. It does matter. And it's not always obvious to us when it's a derivation and when it's an asmachta.